This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 22, 2018. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, Hamilton's public health nurse says the school district's policy directing schools to lock down in the event of a threat is outdated and should be changed. In a letter addressed to the superintendent and posted on the town's website, Christine Lee said the Hamilton Wenham Regional School District should adopt a national program that advises students to evacuate the school in certain situations rather than remain in place. Lee said she wrote the letter after last week's shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 people dead. She said a childhood friend has two sons who were in the school. Lee has two children who attend Hamilton Wenham Regional High School. She's quoted as saying, "It made me wonder again what the Hamilton Wenham schools are doing to protect our children." Lee, who has been Hamilton's public health nurse for 5 years, said she posted the letter herself on the town's website. In an interview, Lee said the district's current policy calls for students to stay in place in the event of a threat. She said the district should adopt a national safety program that also teaches strategies for evacuating the building. Much more in this story in today's Salem News, story written by Paul Layton. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, retired truck mechanic Richard Mello has lived at 39 Hobart Street in Danvers for 38 years and has seen a lot of crashes at the intersection of Hobart and Pickering Streets. That includes the time a car struck his home. He's quoted as saying, "There's been a lot of car parts in my driveway." It's the same intersection where Cameron Joseph C.J. Mercier has stood each year on June 30 since 2014, holding a sign urging motorists to slow down. Mercier collided with a car there while riding his bike on June 30, 2006. He suffered severe brain damage and lost much of the use of his right side as a result of the crash. The intersection presently has stop signs on Pickering Street, but not on Hobart Street. Soon, motorists on Hobart Street will have to stop when they reach the crossroads. Following the recommendation of the Danvers Traffic Advisory Committee, the Board of Selectmen voted 3-1 Tuesday to make the intersection a four-way stop, with Selectman Bill Clark dissenting. Selectman David Mills, the board's chairman, was not at the meeting. Much more in this story in today's Salem News. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, Peabody Essex Museum crews are quickly working to do masonry repairs on part of the Phillips Library building after locals were enraged by holes punched in brickwork earlier this month. While addressing general violation notices at a regular meeting on Wednesday night, Historical Commission Chairwoman Jessica Herbert said the museum was due to repair about a dozen holes put in the library stacks addition beginning on Thursday. She's quoted as saying, "I had a meeting with Museum Building Director Bob Monk today, and he's having his masons put the bricks back tomorrow." The museum is looking for commission approval for a sweeping round of renovations at the Phillips Library building on Essex Street. The discussion comes as the library's collection of artifacts and documents moves to a storage facility in Raleigh, a move that sparked a vocal group of residents trying to keep the cherished documents in Salem. More on the story in today's Salem News. Neighbors of a popular Humphrey Street restaurant in Swampscott are not too happy with the noise they say the establishment has dished out to them. Numerous residents appeared before the Board of Selectmen recently to complain about the outdoor music at Mission on the Bay that they say has become a nuisance. Neighbors of the waterfront restaurant, which opened in the spring of 2016, voiced their concerns to the board, which was dated to vote on whether to renew the establishment's entertainment license, which expired in December. Peter McNerney, a Humphrey Street resident, read a statement from his wife Cinder, who argued that the volume cited at 85 decibels in the entertainment license is wildly outside the general noise range allowed in other Massachusetts municipalities and beyond what is recommended by the World Health Organization. Cinder said the town should initiate a noise ordinance policies around outdoor music. Her statement read that it was inappropriate to grant a permit that would allow Mission on the Bay to permanently play loud outdoor music 6 days a week until 11 p.m. and until 10 p.m. on Sundays. More on this story in today's Daily Item. This is North Shore Today on MSO New Sports.